With rallies, lawsuits, and a failed attempt to get the issue before voters, there's been a lot of fear about Oklahoma's new law that will allow most people to carry a gun without a permit. So, State Impact's Quentin Chandler went to Kansas, one of at least 15 states that already has permitless carry, to find out what we should expect.
You made it, huh?
I made it. How are you doing?
Good. Sheriff Herzit.
Kelly Herzit has a good relationship with his community. He's wearing a pink badge in support of breast cancer awareness. He says it's just part of his role as sheriff of Butler County, Kansas, which is just east of Wichita. So 4 years ago, when Kansas made it legal for citizens to carry guns without getting a permit from the state, he was concerned about his neighbors.
I worried about who would be carrying a gun.
Herzit says he is an advocate for concealed carry permits, which Oklahoma also has. Most adults can get one after taking 8 hours of gun training, filing an application, passing a background check, and paying a fee. The permitless carry or constitutional carry law doesn't require any of that. At first, Herzit says he thought it was a bad idea, but it turns out a lot of that worry was unfounded.
Since the bill has passed, I really have worried about nothing. We have not really had any incidents to speak of.
Soon, most people in Oklahoma over the age of 21 will also be allowed to carry guns in public without a permit. John Matheson of Tulsa supports the change.
The biggest piece for me is to have a level playing field with criminals.
He says criminals aren't going to get a license before they carry guns, so everyone else shouldn't be forced to.
I think it penalizes the law-abiding citizens to require them to do more to be able to have a gun to defend themselves.
The law is controversial. In 2018, the legislature passed it, but former Governor Mary Fallon vetoed the bill. This year, legislators passed it again, and Governor Stitt quickly signed it. Jason Hannon is also a gun owner, but he opposes the new law.
Well, I support the Second Amendment. It's important, part of the Constitution. But I believe the system we have in place currently is better than just allowing everyone to carry whenever they please.
Hannon says it's unwise to let anyone carry a gun without getting a basic level of training. Retired Oklahoma City Police Chief Bill City takes it a step further.
So, studies have already shown, legitimate studies now, because the more guns you have and the more easy it is to get guns, the more deaths you're going to have, either from homicides, accidental shootings, suicides.
That's true. Violent crime rates have been mostly falling in the U.S. for decades, but data from a 2019 paper published in the Journal of Empirical Legal Studies suggests states that loosened gun regulations have experienced higher rates of violent crime than states that didn't. Experts say they can't directly tie permitless carry laws to increased violence because there isn't enough data available to study yet. But that's not stopping the fear in advance of Oklahoma's law taking effect.
On November 1st, there is a strong possibility that our great state could carry the title Wild Wild West.
State Representative Jason Lowe is leading a coalition trying to stop permitless carry from becoming law. This summer, the group circulated a petition for a statewide vote on the policy, but failed to get enough signatures. Now they're suing Governor Stitt in an attempt to stop the law from taking effect. But in Kansas, Sheriff Herzit hasn't seen the so-called Wild West since permitless carry went into effect there.
It really hasn't been a big issue.
Sheriffs in Kansas hold regular discussions about law enforcement problems, and Herzit says no one has complained about increased violence or threats related to permitless carry. But he still has one issue with the law. It doesn't require training. He says if you have a gun and you're attacked,
you might not only shoot and kill that person, you might, that bullet might go clear through that person and shoot another individual or a child or into a home or into a car.
Oklahoma permitless carry supporter John Matheson says the benefit of being able to carry a gun outweighs the risk of having an untrained public.
That's what you weigh, on the scales to see if you can level that playing field with the criminal.
Unless permitless carry opponents can stop it in court, the law will take effect on November 1st. For State Impact, I'm Quentin Chandler.
State Impact is a collaboration of NPR member stations in Oklahoma. Find more stories on our website, kgou.org.